And in just a moment, you're going to have a chance to meet three people who are going to tell you about something really cool that they did. Imagine if you could combine your education with actually seeing a terrific opera and then writing a review of the opera, giving you a chance to sharpen your persuasive writing skills as well as your critical analysis skills, and then writing a poem or some form of creative work based on how you've been inspired by that particular opera. That's what has happened here with Kappa, Pittsburgh Public Schools, and Pittsburgh Opera. And I'm going to turn first to Marilyn Egan, who's here, who's an old friend from a lot of different perspectives. And Marilyn is with Pittsburgh Opera, education director, I believe.
That's correct.
And tell me, first of all, how this all came about.
I got a call in December from Jody Guy, who's the Pittsburgh Public Schools visual arts coach.
She's something.
She is something. She's an instigator in the best meaning of the word. She said she had an idea of how we could partner with Pittsburgh Opera and Pittsburgh Public Schools to allow students to develop their writing skills while becoming arts critics. 9.3 Pennsylvania Academic Standards for Arts and Humanities is about arts criticism. She came up with this idea and found Mara Cragen, who's the head of the Literary Arts Department. She's out there waving at us. Mara Cragen was very open to having her students have this experience. So we set up a series of events for the students to experience the background and then the opera itself. So Zainab and Madison, who are here in the studio with us, and some other students came to our workshop for educators. They were mixed in with teachers on January 22nd and got some background of the opera. Then they had a chance to come to the preview performance at Pittsburgh Kappa 6 through 12. That was on January 27th. And I've been delighted this week to see what they wrote.
It's a really cool thing to do, and to do it. I mean, Pittsburgh is blessed with an incredible opera company, and you've got a great new home now.
Yes.
As well. Maybe not so new to you, but still new to Pittsburgh over in the Strip District.
Yes, it's the George Westinghouse Airbrake Factory.
What a neat building that must be to work in. Well, let's meet the two participants that are here today, and why don't we start with you? And you can just tell us your name and a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Maddie Custer. I'm a literary arts major at Kappa. I'm 13 years old. I'm in 7th grade. And I don't know. I like to play soccer and eat and sleep, that kind of stuff, you know. Normal teenage stuff.
Yeah, basic stuff. Oh, I'm curious, what neighborhood do you live in?
Brighton Heights.
Oh, not far from us. We live in Avalon. And I'm curious, and not far from where we are now, too, on the north side, when did you know that you really liked writing? Because it's pretty special to be going to Kappa and to be in such an intense program like this.
Yeah, in 5th grade, I had this really great teacher for communications, and she just really helped me with my writing a lot, and so I decided that I wanted to go to Kappa for writing.
What was this teacher's name?
Miss Polarski.
Do you still talk to her at all?
Yeah, she's my little brother's teacher now.
That's
so
nice.
I see her.
And so she encouraged you to write, and so here you are 9, 10, 11 years old, and she's doing this. What kinds of things were you writing?
We wrote mostly fiction in her class. I think we wrote a couple memoirs for the end of 5th grade, but yeah.
Very cool. Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be tuned in?
Just hi to any of my friends who might be listening. I don't know if anyone is, but...
Everybody's listening.
Oh,
I trust you. They're all listening. If not now, they'll be listening online when you go to our Neighborhood Voices site, so they'll be able to hear you. Let's meet... Zainab. Zainab Adissa, is that right?
Yeah, my name is Zainab Adissa, but I go by Z for short.
And
I am a 6th grade literary artist, and go to Kappa. My favorite type of writing is fiction. I like to write fiction and poetry a lot,
And what neighborhood do you live in?
I live in East Liberty, Garfield.
And do you remember, as we were talking with Maddie, did you have a moment when you were a little girl that you knew you wanted to write?
Well, in third grade, when I was in elementary school, I went to Pittsburgh Dilworth, and I had a writing teacher. Well, yeah, name is Ware.
We've been working with Ms. Ware. We work quite a bit with Ms. Ware. Lucy Ware, she's a great teacher.
And so I think the assignment was to write a fiction, like one of those like fantasy types, like Cinderella or something like that. And so yeah, that's when I think I really started to write. I just started writing more and more.
Well, that's terrific. Is there anybody you would like to say hello to who might be tuned in?
Well, yeah, all my crazy friends at Kappa, and I hope they're listening right now. And yeah.
Great. I'm glad you've made a lot of friends at Kappa. This is your first year there, and this second year for you.
Yeah.
And it's such – everybody I know, and I know some of your teachers as well as other students, it's such a great environment to be amongst people that love the arts as much as you do. So, Marilyn, how shall we start? We have some reviews first and then some poems.
I think Madison is prepared to talk about the story of the opera before they read their poems. She's shaking her head, yes.
So we'll go to Madison, and you're going to just sort of give us a synopsis of what happens. And the opera is called Rinaldo.
Yeah. We went to see Rinaldo on Thursday, January 27th. The opera takes place in 1099 in the midst of the Crusades in Jerusalem. The main character, Rinaldo, is one of the best warriors in his camp, so is favored by the general, Goffredo, who is Almirena's father. Almirena and Rinaldo are in love, and Goffredo tells Rinaldo that he can marry Almirena once they win the war. Argante is one of the generals for the Saracen army. He comes to meet with Goffredo and Rinaldo. They leave, but Argante stays to ponder his love for Armida. She appears and tells him to be brave and fight strongly. The night before Rinaldo leaves, he and Almirena are in Goffredo's garden. Armida, who is the bad guy in the opera, is in love with Rinaldo, so in order to get to him, she kidnaps Almirena. She takes Almirena back to her home on the moon, exactly where a character like Armida would want to be. Rinaldo consults Goffredo, and Goffredo tells him where there is a Christian magician that lives in the mountains who can tell him where to look. The second act starts on a seashore. Armida appears in a boat in disguise as a beautiful woman, saying she could take Rinaldo to Almirena. Two of Armida's sirens lure Rinaldo to the boat. Goffredo urges him not to go, but Rinaldo is so angry he gets in the boat with Armida. Almirena is kept in one of Armida's palace gardens, and Argante comes in and falls head over heels for her. He goes to Armida and insists that Almirena is let go. Meanwhile, Rinaldo is brought to Armida. She announces that she's in love with Rinaldo instead of Argante. Rinaldo doesn't love her back, so she uses her powers to disguise herself as Almirena. Rinaldo suspects that it is actually Armida, so he leaves. Argante tells Armida that he loves Almirena and that he doesn't need Armida's help anymore. He leaves, too. Act 3 starts in the mountains. Goffredo has found the Christian magician and the mage as we know him in the opera. The mage gives Goffredo a magic wand that will help him defeat Armida, and Goffredo leaves to find Armida, Almirena, and Rinaldo. Back at Armida's palace, she's ready to kill Almirena. Rinaldo comes, draws his sword, but Armida uses her powers so he can't attack her. Goffredo appears and uses his magic wand to throw off Armida. In the version we saw, Argante and Rinaldo then prepare for a battle, but not any old battle. They're about to battle with a good old-fashioned game of chess. A behind-the-scenes fact about the chess war is that the actors actually used a game that Bobby Fischer won in 1972 in 8 moves. Argante and Armida, realizing they're in defeat, convert to the Christian faith and realize they've made a mistake in loving others. They declare their love for one another once again. Goffredo announces his forgiveness to Argante and Armida. Goffredo, Rinaldo, Almirena, Argante, and Armida join in a final chorus of reconciliation at the very end.
That was beautifully done. It's not easy to summarize something, is it?
Not really.
Especially as complicated as an opera. Did you have in mind a limitation as to how long you were going to make that at the beginning?
Well, we tried to make it short, but then it turned out to end up being really a lot longer than we thought. And Miss Cregan said that it was all right and that we were going to have enough time to read it. So.
Yeah, I think it was pretty succinct. Now, you're saying we, did others work on this with you?
The synopsis? Mm-hmm. No, I wrote that by myself. Okay.
You're getting into the editorial we already, which it's really nicely done. Now, Z, what did you write? I know you've also got a poem, Maddie.
Yeah.
But Z, did you write a piece of critical analysis as well as a poem?
Well, I really wrote about my overall experience and, and about a little bit about the opera Renato.
Okay, so you're about to share a narrative that explains more about your impressions of the opera, is that?
Yes.
Correct? Well, let's hear from Z now.
So, it says, I really had fun and had a great learning experience. The Pittsburgh Opera Workshop for Educators helped me learn more about operas and how they were produced the operas during the time of the 1700s. It was fun to learn about how operas were different back then and compared to modern days. During this program, I learned a lot about operas and how they changed. I really enjoyed doing this. And it has something about the opera Renato. The opera Renato was originally produced in the time period of the 1700s and has been changing ever since. The writer, I think his name was George Frederick Handel, is the genius behind the opera Renato and many other timeless classics.
I'm curious, and excuse my throat here, had either of you seen an opera before Renato?
I've seen parts of operas with my elementary school.
And how about you, Z?
Well, at Dorf, I think they, really encouraged us to see stuff like that. So every year, kind of, I guess, we see, a different opera, so, yeah.
Yeah, well, we did that, too.
That's great. You know, I didn't see my first opera until I was, 30, believe it or not. It was The Marriage of Figaro, and it just wasn't, we never talked about opera when I was in school, so it's great that you're getting the opportunity to do that. Now, there's a few poems to share, I think. Marilyn Egan is here, Director of Education at Pittsburgh Opera.
I wish I could take credit for it, but I'm just going to shoot the credit over to the young writers and to Mara Cragen at Pittsburgh Kappa 6 through 12. Both of these girls have written poems, and Maddie also has a poem by Alexis Payne that she can share.
Okay, so we're going to hear these poems next. And by the way, this is the beginning of a series. You know, we want to have more kids from your class that are writing reviews and poems, and we're working with Jody Guy and Ms. Cregan to do that. And we're just very excited about the chance to do it. So why don't we have Maddie read her own work, and then we'll turn to Z for hers, and then we'll have Maddie share Alexis's work. So Maddie, go ahead.
Okay. My poem's called The Garden. Every time I look at Victorian doilies, I think of the garden. Remember the garden? Do you remember the swing, that creaky old swing that you insisted that your father have hung from that old oak tree? Or the clematis climbing up the swing, or the sing-song sing of the larks? I do. I remember the crisp, cool breeze, and how your hair floated, floated, floated in the wind. I remember the moon, too, the bright, creamy yellow against the jet-black sky. I remember how you thought it looked like a clock. Every time I look at the moon now, I think of clocks. Do you think there were stars, Almirena? I don't remember any. I think it was just me, you, and the moon. Oh, Renato, 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 Renato. Now you're reciting some sort of monologue. Why am I monologuing? And then you were kidnapped, and then I rescued you. I must say, it was a pretty dashing move on my part. Don't you agree, Almirena? And then Argante challenged me to chess. I still remember the moves. King's pawn to e4, king's bishop to c4, queen to f3, and then queen to f7. Checkmate. Remember Argante? He was so mad. I must say, it was a moment of enlightenment for Armida, converting to Christianity. Not to brag, but I'm pretty sure that was all because of me.
That's really well done and
Thank
well
you.
Read. I can tell you, you feel good about that, don't you, that piece?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I can just tell you like it as you're reading it. Z, let's hear what you wrote.
My poem was really just a simple one, and it's about Almirena. Okay. Almirena, your beauty is astonishing, a precious jewel that glistens and gleams in the pure sunlight. You are very special to many, adored like a valued treasure of life that can't be given back, like a blooming rose inside. When you have finally blossomed, there's no telling what will happen next.
That's very good. That, I like that a lot. Thank you for sharing that. Forgive me for saying this, but I can't believe, Z, you're in sixth grade. And Maddie, you're in seventh grade.
Yeah.
This is great writing. Now, Alexis is in eighth grade. She couldn't be here with us today. Alexis Payne is her name. And you have, Maddie, what she wrote?
Yeah, I have her poem with me.
She wrote about the bad guy.
Yeah, she wrote about Armida.
Alexis wrote about the bad sorceress, Armida.
Okay. It's called Tears of Armida by Alexis Payne. How is this happening to me? Love is a myth. Cliché, overused. How is this happening to me? I am undefeatable, unwavering, immortal. Nothing could hurt me, harm me, break me. Nothing could tear me. Love is a myth. How is this happening to me? I am best alone. Best alone? All-powerful, uncontainable, I am best alone. Love is a myth. Cliché, overused. Yet it seems like I am breaking, and love is a myth. Yet it seems like I am breaking, and love is a routine. Yet it seems like I'm falling in love.
A great poem. What great writing. And Ms. Cregan, I see, is it Mrs. Cregan or Mrs. Cregan? I see her out there smiling, your teacher. Would either of you, Z or Maddie, is there anything else you'd like to say that maybe you didn't get a chance to say?
I wrote my impressions of the opera down.
Oh, well, I'd love to hear that.
Okay. I really enjoyed this opera. I haven't been to a full-length opera before, so I didn't have anything to compare it to, so this was a first for me. It was a great opera, so I definitely want to go to more. My favorite scenes were definitely either the garden scene or the part where Almirena is in Armida's garden. The scenery was absolutely amazing. For these two scenes, there was incredibly well-done drop-down scenery. For Goffredo's garden, there were golden doilies hanging down, giving the impression that you were in a fancy garden, even though there wasn't any props that you would find in a real garden, except for a swing. Armida's palace garden had drop-down clock hands, all ornate and individual. I loved how much time and effort was put into making the scenery and the costumes for this opera. For this assignment, Miss Cregan told me that I could do any type of response I wanted. I had just finished up a quarter in poetry, so I decided I would write a poem. I thought about writing a fiction story, but I thought that it would be too hard. I ended up deciding that if I tried to write about the opera, I would just rewrite the opera. Thus came the idea for a poem. I chose one of my favorite parts, the part where Rinaldo is still in Goffredo's garden talking about how much he loves Almirena, and I just described it. I made Rinaldo the speaker, reminiscing about his whole ordeal. My Rinaldo is a bit self-centered, but I thought it sort of fit his character.
Thank you for sharing that. Z, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I just want to say thank you to everybody, and I really enjoyed this experience. So, thanks.
Well, I hope you both will consider coming back to share anything you've written. It doesn't have to be necessarily tied in to this program because that's why we're here, to do that. You're both fine writers. And,
Thank you.
I hope you'll keep it up as time goes on. Marilyn, on behalf of Pittsburgh Opera, anything to add?
We loved finding out what young people think about opera. These young writers have been like a mirror holding up their reflections of what they have seen on stage and what they've learned about behind the scenes of the story. So we have really enjoyed working with them.
Well, this will be archived on neighborhoodvoices.org. I hope some of the actors will be able to hear your reflections as well. Maybe they're up now listening too. And I want to thank each of you for being here today, and your teacher, Mrs. Cregan, as well as Jody Guy, for their enthusiasm on the project. And thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.